Another beautiful way to begin our work week. This is Father Michael, along with the rest of the team, welcoming you to the God Minute on this Monday of the sixth week of Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 18, Your Love. I open my heart to you, O God, for you are my strength, my fortress, the rock on whom I build my life.
I have been lost in my fears and my angers, caught up in falseness, fearful and furious. I cried to you in my anguish. You have brought me to an open space. You saved me because you took delight in me.
I try to be good, to be just, to be generous, to walk in your ways. I fail, but you are my lamp.
You make my darkness bright. With your help, I continue to scale the walls and break down the barriers that fragment me.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 26 and 27. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning." The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus' words to us today are from his farewell discourse. As far as his physical presence is concerned, he's about to leave the disciples. The apostles aren't really sure. They're not too clear on exactly what's going to happen next. But Jesus knows. And he comforts his followers with the promise of the coming Spirit, the Helper, the Advocate. While it's not explicitly stated here, you don't have to dig very deep to find other common biblical themes like, "Be not afraid," and "I am with you always," or "You are not alone," implied right here in these words of Jesus. He tells the disciples how the Spirit of truth will strengthen them and help them to remember all that he taught them, so that they'll be able to give witness and to testify to all that they have seen and heard. The Spirit gives power to the community of believers not to identify themselves as abandoned or forsaken, but rather as empowered and sent to bear witness to the world that through Jesus, God's love has indeed been made real and present for all the world. Today's promise applies first to the original disciples. The disciples had a special role in bearing witness to Jesus and a unique authority to deliver to the church what Jesus taught. But all of us, we who come after the apostles, we're also witnesses to Christ. And the Spirit enables us to testify to Jesus as well. Think about it. Have you ever shared one of these God Minute reflections with another person? Invited a friend or a family member to take a look at the blog or to listen to the podcast? Have you ever invited someone to go to Mass or attend an event with you at church? Have you ever offered to pray aloud or alongside someone who seemed to be in desperate need of prayers? Maybe you've stood outside an abortion clinic or broached the topic of religion at a backyard barbecue or a social event with friends. No? Nothing like any of that? Well, you're not keeping the good news of Jesus to yourself, are you? I know it can seem somewhat uncomfortable, but be not afraid. You are not alone. The Spirit of Truth has been sent by the Father to each of us, giving us strength to testify to our personal experience of Jesus in our lives. We were not with him from the beginning, but if you know Jesus now and what his life and love mean to you, you should share it. I'm not suggesting that we go door to door or approach strangers on the street. Just that we remain open to the notion of bringing Jesus into the conversation when the opportunity arises. Evangelize by your words and actions that Jesus is the source of our hope and joy. The world is in need of God's love, and we are the people to bring it. Come, Holy Spirit. Enkindle in us the fire of your love so that we can get out in the world and share it.
Let's pray today for all the missionaries in the world who joyfully share God's presence and the Word of God to those who do not know Him. And let's also pray for our courage to be able to witness, as the disciples did, to the goodness of God. Placing those two intentions and all of our personal needs before the Lord, let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have given us the promise of the Holy Spirit, promised to us by your Son. May we use the gifts of that Spirit to bring about your kingdom and the knowledge of your love and goodness to all those whom we encounter this day and every day of our lives. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks everyone for praying with us today. Take good care of yourself and one another. We'll see you tomorrow.